Que lo que? Welcome to Embracing Vulnerability. We are on day 10 of 2024, and so many things have already happened. So many things. I mean, I feel like the year's going to be great because of the way that it started. You have no idea how much I've been inspired by so many people that have gone viral. I would like to talk about an incident that happened to me on December 31st in a Walmart parking lot. I am 30 years old and just learned how to drive back in August 2023, which means my driving experience is 4 months. Sunday, December 31st at 4 p.m., I head out to Walmart for eggs and water. I forgot that when the lights are on and the Bluetooth is playing music, that doesn't mean that the car is on. So I see the lights on and I'm settling in. I'm on my phone just scrolling through TikTok and I'm waiting for the heater to come on, and I'm getting cold and I'm like, what's going on? Why is the car still cold? And then panic set in and I was like, oh no, I cannot believe that I didn't do any excess shopping. I went in and out of Walmart in 20 minutes and now I'm sitting in a car with a dead battery. The first time it happened to me, I was at a barbershop with my son and my husband, and the Bluetooth was on and the AC was on, so I'm assuming that the car is on. I'm sitting there chilling, listening to music. When he comes out, the car doesn't turn on, and he's fuming. Oh, don't tell me you killed the battery. I'm like, I don't even know what that means. I don't know anything about cars. Nothing at all. I don't even know most car brand names. I'm not interested in any of that, but he told me, okay, so you need to make sure that you hear the engine. When you put the keys in the car, you need to make sure that you hear the engine or step on the pedal so you can hear the shrieking of the wheels, because the car's on parking. It's not going to go anywhere. I forgot about that. I completely forgot about that because that was such a long time ago. If you hear any background noise, it's because it is 8:30 in the morning and all the kids are heading out to school, leaving the building and waiting outside for the bus. So that's the noise. Please bear with me. Thank you for your patience. Now back to the car situation. I'm panicking because I'm like, I don't want to call my husband. He's going to be mad. He's going to tell me, what did I do? If he didn't already tell me how to prevent the battery from dying. I'm going through a roller coaster of emotions. I'm angry, I'm sad, I'm disappointed, just overwhelmed over this one tiny little thing. I do not like asking people for help. As an older child from an immigrant home, right? I learned to do everything on my own and figure it out and help out a lot of people in my family at a very young age, interpreting letters in English to Spanish to family members. I've been responsible for as long as I can remember. So this car situation is not beneficial to my mental health, right? So I sat in the car for an hour, cold, freezing, because I couldn't work up the guts to ask a stranger if they could jump the car. It was either ask a stranger or call my husband and get scolded. Why a 30-year-old woman is scared to ask her husband for help, a man that she's known for 17 years, I don't want to get scolded by my husband, is very embarrassing. But I'm being vulnerable. And that's my truth, and that's what I was feeling at the moment. So after an hour, I worked up the nerves to get out of the car, ask a stranger. This man was in shorts and sandals and it was snowing. So I asked him if he knew how to jump a car, and I said, hi, how are you? I don't mean to take up your time, but do you know how to jump a car? And he was like, yeah, you have cables that go in the trunk of the car. There's no cables because we travel a lot, so we need a lot of space back there. So my husband, the last time that we traveled, he took out the cables and a lot of stuff we have back there to make space for our luggages, and he forgot to put it back in. So this guy tells me that he doesn't have cables, that if he had them, he would jump it. So I said, okay, thank you so much. It's cold. I don't want to hold you. You can go. Thank you so much. This man was like, no, I don't want to leave you stranded. So he asked the woman and she didn't have any. He asked another man. He didn't have any. He went far in this Walmart parking lot to find someone. He finally found the third person. It was this guy. He had cables. They came from the other side of the Walmart parking lot to where I was at. And a man in front of my car was like, oh, use my car since I'm right in front of you. Then another man showed up. These are four men willing to help me. Another man showed up with a portable car jumper. He said it's brand new. I saw him take it out of the box. He said, I might as well test it out so that I know that it's working. He jumped the car. I thanked them so many times. I thanked them a million times for their time, for helping me, for being so nice. They told me, turn on the car and wait a few minutes to make sure that everything is running well. And they told me, no, thank you, because you allowed us to do a good thing before the year ended. I sat back in my car. I teared up and I looked at myself in the mirror and I said, I'm proud of you. Thank you for asking for help. It doesn't matter that it took you an hour to ask a stranger for help. Thank you so much for asking for help. I'm proud of you. It's important that we tell ourselves that we're proud of ourselves. It's important that we admit where we lack something. It's important that we're well aware of the areas that we need help in. The area that I need to work on is asking for help. I need to stop thinking that asking for help makes someone a burden. We're not a burden. For all those children that are the oldest in a family, you're not a burden. A lot of us carry the same cross. I have learned to carry other people's burdens. Not carry other people's burden. I have learned to worry about other people, but not carry their burden, not carry their cross. I had to learn that because some people are irresponsible and some people are takers. So me worrying and taking their burden isn't going to make them take action into anything that they need to do. So what I would like to do is tackle 2024 the way a lot of people have tackled 2024. And, you know, with this car incident at the end of the year, that really reminded me, you need to work on asking for help. You asked for help and your car turned on and you were able to get home safely, thank God. Now, in 10 days in January, there already has been a guy who jumped a lady in court. I'm not sure if anybody has seen this, but it was all over TikTok. It was all over social media. You can look this up on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. You will find it. A man who had the audacity to jump a judge in court. Another thing that has happened, the Gypsy Rose incident. Apparently she's out of jail. I did not watch the Hulu special, but a lot of people did. And there was a Stanley fight as well. I don't have a Stanley cup, but apparently they're very popular and Target was selling it. And people were fighting over these cups in Walmart. Not Walmart, Target. People were fighting over Stanley cups. And not too long ago, last year, I'm going to say 2 months ago or three, people were boycotting Starbucks for apparently approving or standing with genocide. That's happening in another country. And Starbucks owns Stanley. And people just gave them their money back. The money that people were saying they weren't going to spend in Starbucks 3 months ago is back in their pockets because of the Stanley Cup. Now, apparently there's little girls, the age of 8 and 9, 10, 11, in Sephora, reaping havoc, buying all this makeup to basically kill their skin at a very young age. And a lot of the Sephora workers are complaining that these little girls are menaces and their parents are just standing there not saying anything about their behavior. Could not be me. We have to check our children, people. Now, there was another thing with Cat William. He decided to bring up a lot of things that have happened to him in the industry. So the way all these people have taken a stand, the way all these people have took 2024 in their hands, little kids, people coming out of jail, people jumping judges, what I'm taking from that is everyone decided to do what they wanted to do, what's in their heart for 2024. People are not filtering their thoughts or their emotions, they're acting, right? So what I'm taking from that, the positive spin that I would like to take from that is taking action. I want to take action in 2024. I want to tackle 2024. I want to be able to accomplish the goals that I set my mind to. Now, if I put 10 goals in my mind and I only accomplish 6 or 7, I'm still going to be proud of myself. I'm going to be proud of myself because I also need to have mercy and grace for myself. It is also important to be nice to ourselves and tell ourselves that we love how we are and everything that we have done so far. I hope you take something from this experience. Tackle 2024. Tackle it in whatever way you need to tackle it in. If you need to break up with a toxic person, break up with the toxic person. If you need to start school for whatever career you want, go ahead and enroll. If you need to take driving classes, it doesn't matter how old you are, go take the driving classes. I'm not embarrassed that I learned how to drive at 30 years old. I didn't feel like driving before and I didn't do it. No matter how many people around the world were telling me, you don't know how to drive. When are you going to learn how to drive? You should know how to drive, this and that. I don't care. You know, I have lived my life at my own pace and I'm very proud of myself for that. Now, if how vulnerable I was with you helped in any way, please download the episode and follow me for more. I put out new episodes every Wednesday. I am growing through every experience. Hope you are too.